Welcome back, Harjol.
I'm back.
You're certified now, so.
Not certified yet.
Where you been, man? It's been like 6 months since people have heard your voice.
Yeah.
I was in the CP process.
What's the CP process?
The CP is like this Badasara big ass big exam. It's a big serious exam to become a CPA.
Nice. So you can officially cook books now.
I don't want to cook the books, but I can book the books.
How long after like becoming a CPA is like cooking the books again?
Somebody's wallet is. Oh yeah, I see. Why does your wallet look like dad's wallet?
It is his dad's wallet. Go on.
How long after writing like the CP test are you like capable of cooking the books in like a good way without being suspicious?
Why are you saying CP?
CP.
What's the full form of CP?
Common final exam.
That could be said for anything though.
Yeah.
I could have one for like, I don't know, like if I was like
becoming a mechanic.
Yeah, or like IKEA assembler. Registered IKEA assembler.
Do you think people who work at IKEA, they can assemble stuff without looking at the... without looking at the manuals?
No way. They don't seem like handy people. They just seem like, you know, they just sell the stuff.
Maybe if they do it like every day.
They don't build... Do they build the stuff though? I don't think they build the stuff.
But you can hire them to come to your house and assemble it.
I thought those were like extra different people.
Yeah, but then if they're going to take 2 hours like myself, then what's the point?
Yeah.
I think anyone does that. Old people.
White people?
Maybe.
White people?
Yeah, old
maybe.
People.
When we were assembling our bedroom, obviously we couldn't assemble everything on the same day, but it took us 2 weeks.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because like work and stuff.
Didn't the dresser in your room take like hours and hours?
They look simple, man, but those packs wardrobes, it took like 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's a lot of like screws and stuffs.
You think a brown store should like... adopt that idea of like kind of like an IKEA, like you build it yourself, like a brown IKEA, Brickia.
Man, what happened if people don't go to IKEA? Why would they pay someone to give to? Okay, you think your dad and my dad are gonna go to Friends Furniture and be like, hey, just give us all the panels, what we'll put it together?
We'll sew the sofa together, give us the kapda separate.
Man, you think with the amount of skill that like brown people have, like the women and the men, they could honestly make their own sofas. Because the women all know how to sew. Guys can, like, the uncles know how to, like, the lacquer and shit. So, you know, make your own sofa.
Tell dad you want to do that this winter.
He made a bench project. one time.
Get it as a project.
Let's start it. Look, man, the problem with any project you work with, like, your dad or something is, like, you'll start and it'll be fun in the beginning and then you just get lazy and you just fucking rush it at the end and just did the how it turns out.
My dad once told me to install shelves in the basement.
Yeah.
In the cold store, and we end up getting to a fight. And I said, "Fuck it, you do it. I'm out of here." How's everybody been?
It's good.
Striving, surviving, thriving.
Wow.
Trying.
Like any day where you're not crying is a good day, I guess.
Yeah, I can. I can't see that hasn't happened in the past week, but I'm optimistic for the future.
Just taking it a week at a time.
Taking one cry at a time.
Nice.
Man, you should have like a cry jar. Like, every time you cry, you have to put like 50 cents in a jar or something. I think that's a good
effect. That's a down payment on a house for you.
Ew, could be. At the rate it's going.
That's a down payment on a house, man. You know how they say like if you put a penny into a jar, by the end of the month, you have like millions of dollars?
Yeah.
You double it each day?
Yeah.
Right?
But like, I didn't cry during the CP, which is a big thing.
I think that's a big
thing. That's impressive.
I didn't cry or faint.
Expectations were very low as well.
Yeah, everyone had very low expectations. Mom thought I was going to faint or die.
Her legit wasn't like, her expectations weren't like write anything on the paper.
It was
show up and just make it through.
Yours or your mom's?
My mom's.
Oh.
Expectations of her.
Show up and don't kill yourself. It's like scary. They have like a big ass hall. And like,
on a normal exam, what are your expectations? Like, let's say like high school grade 12 biology exam, what are your expectations?
I don't go on with the grade expectations. I just expect me to know it and not blank out.
Okay, but what's at what percentage point do you think you're a failure?
Failure?
Yeah.
I'm like below class average, like 60 or less.
But like knowing how you prepare and stuff and how you get like hundreds.
I don't get 100.
Okay, well, 97s, wow. Uh-huh. Right? If you get a 92, is that like
Oh, I don't care. Because same, it doesn't matter.
They get letter grades.
They get letter grades.
Yeah, in university.
I'm talking like in general in high school.
Oh, in high school, like, yeah, I was very anal about that. But now I don't really care as much.
Like, what was unacceptable in high school?
Below 180?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Just fucking crying for nothing then. You can, in high school, you could get 80 by just like showing up and looking at the teacher.
I didn't cry in high school. I cried in uni. That's when I started.
Man, in high school, my goal was just to get a 95 so I could get the scholarship. So that's what I worked towards.
At the CP test center, every time I finished, there's a pai that would be like, stop writing, put your hands in your lap. It was like very serious.
Isn't that kind of like a what do you call those camp things?
Recruitment camp?
Concentration
camp? Yeah, concentration.
Yeah, and then he was like, if you touch anything or move your hands, you'll be in violation of blah, 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 CP something, something.
Shit.
Jal, whatever, it's done.
It's over, now I get to wait several months.
So how are you going to find out the results? Like, are you going to open it yourself? Or how is that
going? I don't want to, but I accidentally told everyone what date they're coming up. So if one of you guys want to Google it and then let me know what that is. Let me know if it's good. If it's bad, then come hold me.
Probably class valedictorian for the CFE exam.
You could be on the gold medalist on
there you
list.
Are. There you go. The LeBron James of this thing.
I'm graduating. You guys should come to graduation.
If you pass the test, can you write it again just to get the gold medal or no?
Who would want to do that to themselves?
I don't know. You want to be a gold medalist.
Okay, that's enough about Harjot schooling. Roger, you have a girlfriend now. That's what your mom thinks.
My mom thinks I'm like a ladies boy.
Boy.
It's a ladies man. Ladies boy. This guy. This guy pulling chicks, ladies boy.
My mom thinks I'm a ladies man. She thinks like I have like, you know, just like girls come up to me all the time and just like
they give me their number,
yeah, and just, you know, just put a sticky note on my backpack with their number on it, right?
Does that happen though?
No, I've never talked to a girl. I've only talked to a, in my 2 weeks in university, I've only talked to a girl one time. Yeah.
Saying what?
She came up to me. She's like, hey, did you go to this high school? I think I've seen you. I'm like, yeah, that's where I went.
Oh.
Then you walked away.
And that was it.
This guy's leaving impressions on girls, eh?
Yeah.
Wow, what a ladies' boy.
Well, this all started because I have like a assignment with a group. There's like five of us. Three of them are girls. Me and this other guy. And I was telling my mom, I'm like, I have to go to IKEA next Friday, Friday, to like, you know, do this project. And she's like, who's going to be there? Your friends?
Like, why is she going to say that?
Like, who's going to be there? Your friends? I'm like, no, my group. She's like, yeah, so your friends are in your group? I'm like, no, it's the group. There's
strangers.
The strangers. I don't know these people. And she's like, so who's in your group? Are there like girls and shit? I'm like, yeah, there's like three girls and one boy. And she's like, do you want me to come with you?
She's like, she'll drive him there, then sleep in the parking lot in the van. And then he'll come.
We all know she's not going to be sleeping, though.
Yeah.
She'll be snooping around your group.
Yeah. She's going to follow us. Group members are going to be like, who's this old lady walking behind? We got to alert management or something.
That's fine.
How are you getting there?
My mom or her. I could take the bus too, but
she doesn't
want me to take the bus. She thinks I'm gonna die or something.
Which you've had your G2 for how long now? A month?
I've had it for two months, right? And I haven't driven
a car. When are you gonna start driving?
I haven't driven a car yet. Never touched one.
So what was the point of getting a license?
So I could say I have
ID.
ID, yeah. Man, I would drive. It's just there's nowhere to go. Where would I take it? I can't drive to university because I can't afford the parking.
After this recording, getting in my car, driving around the block.
No, that's too rare, man.
Why?
Because I don't know.
I asked him how to drive my car when it's functioning. He said no.
It's dangerous, man. I only drive like vans.
I said down the street too. Like, I literally, like, we're in the mansions. No, the car would be there.
Imagine him as an accountant. I can't handle your account. It's you're too rich. It's only if you're a broke laundromat owner, man.
Too much pressure. No, but that's what he tells mom and dad like every day. Like, I'm not gonna pursue my education, and then they're like, no, do it.
Yeah, I just threatened to like, I'll be like, yeah. I'm just gonna become a mechanic or something.
Wasn't your dad today asking my dad if you leaving Schulich education for a career in the trades was a good idea?
Yeah, she debated it in his head. Dad did. He was just like, yeah, then maybe he shouldn't.
No, okay, so this is how this happened. So we were fixing the van's like headlight outside, and then like
I broke it.
Our basement. Yeah, that's the story on its own. She broke the headlight.
You broke it?
By accident, not really.
Okay. So basically, we were driving, we were getting pizza, right?
Yeah.
We had to drive to get pizza, and then the headlight was sticking out a little bit, right? Because all the screws of the bracket are broken. It was hanging on by one drywall screw. And she thought it was hanging out, so she pushed that shit under the bumper. The one screw that was hanging on by the plastic broke around that screw. And so we had to fix it.
Then we found roti in it.
Then we opened the hood and we found a roti in it.
Okay, all of this stuff today is really, really leading up to different segues I have. Okay, but go on.
So, basically, yesterday, we decided that, okay, we're going to fix the headlight properly because we just put a bunch of tape on it before that. So then we're going to fix it properly, and then after we're done fixing it, our basement, like, girl's dad comes out, and he's, like, talking about his work and shit because he's a truck mechanic, right? He's like, yo, man, if I had, like, a truck license, like a mechanic's license or something, if I was actually registered.
Like, don't bait his scene, yo. Like, he's fucking working illegally here. He's telling people he's working without a license. Go on.
It's like, if I actually had a license, man, like, I'd be making double, triple of what I'm making right now. Like, I would just buy a van, start a mobile service, and I'd be the richest dude on the block. I'd have three houses.
He said three houses?
No, he's like, so another guy he knows has three houses. So he's like, I'd have three houses. And then he's like, to my dad, he's just like, there's a mechanic ban sadha. He has it in him, to me. And I'm like, fuck. He's like, 20,000 me nitha easy, man. $20,000 a month.
Yeah, but how much are you keeping?
All of it.
He's like, if he gets his license in the mechanics, I can take him with me. I think what he wants is I get a license of mechanic and he works under my license so he can make more money. I think that's probably his motivation.
Yeah. It's
probably a scheme.
So this kid seems he's born here. He's not as clever as a kid from India. I could probably manipulate him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a scheme.
Yeah, but now I'm pursuing Shulik education. So
you found a roti in your van's hood engine area?
Yeah.
Engine bay?
Behind the battery.
That's some black magic. People have, that's what a van is, the way it is. No, but you know, actually, I came across a post on Instagram,
yeah,
about people saying there's a lot of black magic happening in Brampton. It's like an overpass, right? And maybe, yeah, it's like a creek or something.
Yeah,
and there's like a tuna,
yeah,
like those kinds of things set up, like multiple of them.
Oh, shit.
So, finding a roti in your van. That's somebody's doing some black magic to your BBC.
Man, one time we went on a walk and we saw like a
patina. How is a squirrel gonna get into the engine bay?
In the tire, and then he threw it up because he didn't want the other squirrel to have it. And then he couldn't get it.
Yeah, I don't know how that would have got in there.
Mom was feeding a roti on it.
Mom could have been feeding a roti
on to the van?
Yeah, I don't. Wow. I don't know how a woman thinks.
Eat my child.
But she probably doesn't even know how to open the hood though, so that's.
Yeah. Steal.
Let's start by opening the gas filler yeah, cap first.
She doesn't even fill her own gas.
Yeah. But I actually saw some black magic stuff myself.
Oh, shit.
This is 5 years ago, 2019. Mm-hmm. There's a park near my house.
Yeah.
Like
witchcraft and shit?
Yeah, I don't know, but it was like desi.
Oh,
shit.
Desi craft.
Like, there were like paints and like flowers and dead fish.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. I had pictures up until recently, but I deleted them because I didn't think I'd talk about it again. But like, I'm out for a walk. So, the Credit River.
Yeah.
So the park is basically built on either side of the of that river.
Yeah.
There's a bridge that goes over it. Yeah. You can walk down to underneath the bridge, down to the water.
Yeah.
I see dead fish, flower petals, and like paint on rocks and shit.
It's fucked up. We were on a walk one time and we saw like a patila, like a steel patila on the side of like the sidewalk. We thought that maybe that was a tuna or something.
Probably garbage.
But patila, like a steel patila, who's gonna chuck that on the side of the? I don't know.
Like a broken toilet. You know, you never think it's a broken toilet. The black magic, it's like the toilet doesn't work.
We got advised to do black magic one time.
By who?
Someone told us to do it.
Yeah, I've heard of the story. Go on.
But maybe it's really.
Is it involving the other two sisters?
No, it has nothing to do with them.
Well, okay, well, go on.
Maybe that's a different sister. One. I don't know.
Harwinder and
other Sam. Two.
Oh.
Your other two sisters.
Oh, sorry.
Got you me. Have, there's four of you.
I forget. My contact is with this one.
So we a neighbor in front of us, the house is now rented by students, right? But before them, there was a family that lived there. And like there was this one auntie that lived there. And our mom didn't like her, right? She's like, this lady's like chopped or something, right? That's what the young kids say.
Yeah.
So our one of our relatives, right, our mom's just venting to him, like, yo, like, our this lady, like, she's annoying and shit, right? So the relative, he's just like, go at 3 in the morning when you get up for work, go and sprinkle some, like, kali mirch and dal in front of her house.
I once saw my mom, like, breaking, like, a walnut or something on the sidewalk in front of my driveway because I had depression.
Oh,
it's other time, sorry. It's yeah. Other time I woke up.
Yeah.
And I'm usually a light sleeper. If, like, there's a bit of movement around me, I wake up.
Yeah.
And I wake up and find my mom, like, with something in her hand, like circling it above my head.
Like tufa?
It wasn't tufa. I don't know what it was.
Like a siege?
Just accept the fact that your child has, like, depression and shit, right? It's not like he's possessed by demons.
Man, what is the other story?
I don't know if that's, I don't know. Okay. You'd have to ask the other two.
Okay.
Get the other two on call.
Well, downstairs. Black magic.
You think, like, what city you think in, like, the, I guess in North America is the highest black magic per capita ratio?
Probably because, like, New Orleans, Louisiana, they're known for voodoo stuff.
Oh, shit, them?
Yeah, probably them. Yeah.
But does it work? You think, like, black magic, like, desi magic works?
We're not supposed to believe in it.
Yeah.
According to our religion.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Like, how the fuck do people come up with this shit? Like, it's not written somewhere. Like, I don't think there's, like, a Desi Tuna, like, handbook or some shit.
Well, there might be.
There
might be, man.
There could be.
Like, they sell it at Indigo or something?
No. You probably have to go, like, on the black market. Probably have to go ask an auntie. Huh?
The dark web.
Shit.
I think it might be, like, a self-fulfilling prophecy, too.
Mm.
Like, If you believe that kind of stuff, right, and somebody says, "Oh, the black magic on you," right?
Yeah, like manifesting it.
Yeah, like, oh fuck, like, I'm screwed now. Like, what am I gonna do? Right? Why doesn't good magic work then?
Is there good magic?
Isn't that the law of attraction thingy?
Sure, right. But then, like, I told him, yeah. I, like, manifested the most stupidest shit, like a fight at the hall that day. I literally thought, like, oh, I haven't seen a banquet hall fight. And right then, whoa, fucking bitch, you fat cow, right? The delay between me finishing a thought and that happening was 30 seconds.
That's crazy.
It's also me manifesting, like, fucked up shit with her car, too.
That's just you.
That's just me.
Yeah.
You did that to Robin's truck, too.
Oh, it is you. You are fucked up.
Yes.
You have to stop talking about people's cars.
Yeah, he has
and
to.
Vehicles.
He does.
Every time he's asked me if anything has gone wrong with my trucks, it has gotten fucked up.
So stop talking about my car.
Stop talking about a car.
Shit. Don't talk about Robin's car or truck.
Fuck.
So for people who don't know, I first met him, like, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
When I came over to meet the family.
Yeah.
Right? And a few months after that, we had our engagement ceremony.
Yeah.
And obviously in the first meeting, like, more like a family setting, right? Like, we're sitting as a group, right? We're not going to be talking individually.
Mm-hmm.
But at the at the Roca engagement ceremony, he's sitting beside me. He's like, "Oh, has anything ever fucked up happened in your truck?" And I'm the type of person who, like, believes in the law of attraction, so, like, I try to pick my words correctly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, like, sometimes, like, you know, like, once in a while, right? Saying, like thinking that if I go along this path, it'll be safe, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm not being, like, you know, like, egotistical and shit.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, showing humility to the trucking gods.
Right?
The next day, I'm at work. I get a brand new tire put on my trailer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving down the 401. I'm getting close to the border. Tire pop. Okay. Number one.
Exhibit A.
Right? Exhibit B. It was... when was it? It was 2022. That same year, basically.
Yeah.
Twice in a year?
Yeah. Like 6 months apart. Five. That same year, December of 2022.
Yeah.
I was here for something. And he's like, has your truck's transmission ever broken? Right? And I'm like, thankfully, no. Again, me trying to be, you know, like, show humility. The next day, my truck almost catches fire.
Wow.
I call Bindi from, I'm like, give the phone, Roger. Don't you ever ask me if anything's wrong with my truck or if it's... Never bring it up again. So stop asking her about her car or saying stuff about it.
Making observations.
Don't observe.
Don't finish it.
Not going near it now, man.
You could come near it, just don't say anything.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. You
can't trust yourself.
And then when I bought my truck, I'm like, don't even... Never. Never mention my truck. That had its own complication, that fucking bastard.
Well, I talk about the van all the time, and it seems like it's...
Have you seen it? It probably is the way it is because of how much you talk about it.
It's holding its own.
He, like, ripped out, like, the middle light and, like, the roof. The
roof's feeding off.
Yeah.
Okay, earlier we mentioned Stranger Danger.
Yeah.
Right? Bindi and I had a little instance with Stranger Danger last week.
Shit.
Yo, fuck, I thought we were going to get robbed or, like, stabbed or something.
Shit.
You guys are a unit, 2 versus 1. Is it one stranger?
It was one stranger.
Oh, okay. You tackled it.
Listen. Galasonla, listen, okay? We went to square one.
Yeah.
We needed bed sheets.
Oh, wow.
Yes, wow. Very, very intriguing story. Oh, wow. excuse the cough. I'll get to that after. We needed bed sheets.
Yeah.
But we were also very hungry.
Oh.
And we wanted tacos.
Yeah.
There's a restaurant called La Carnita.
Oh, yeah.
You've been?
Yeah.
You know it exists?
No, I do. Never.
Right?
I know Taco Bell exists.
Okay. So we like this restaurant for tacos. They have very good stuff.
Yeah.
And this was, I think it was Friday? Thursday or Friday? We went like midday, like 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Thursday. And it's empty. And including us, there's maybe 4 other people.
Oh, sure.
Right? And it's like 95% empty.
Yeah.
And we go sit down on our table. As soon as we sit down, I notice a guy on the other end of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Probably 40 feet away from me.
Yeah.
As soon as I sit down, he's staring at me.
Oh, shit.
Right?
It's creepy.
And not even just like staring, like leaning forward and staring at me. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, maybe... Sometimes you think someone's staring at you, but they're staring like...
Behind you.
Or beside you, right?
Yeah.
And it kind of made me uncomfortable. And I looked over again. Still locked on, right?
Yeah.
And I tried ignoring it. Then he gets up.
Oh, shit.
Then he gets up and he walks over.
Oh, damn.
And just the way we were sitting, it wasn't a straight walk towards us. He had to kind of go around some stuff.
Oh, damn.
So he gets up from his table. He starts walking. And then I lose sight of him because he's in a blind spot.
Okay.
But I know he's coming towards us.
Yeah.
And he comes up to us.
Yeah.
Right? Looked like he hadn't been washed in a week or two.
Oh, shit.
Right? He wasn't black. He wasn't Indian.
Yeah.
Dark complexion. I'm not even trying to be racist. I'm just trying to paint a picture. Right?
Yeah.
He had cornrows.
Okay.
But he wasn't black.
Yeah.
He wasn't... our Indian.
Yeah.
He was some sort of brown with cornrows.
Okay.
Right? He goes, "Yo, you got the time?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's, you know, whatever, right?"
Yeah.
He's like, "Okay, thanks." Right? He doesn't walk back to his table.
Yeah.
That, first of all, kind of
freaked
me out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I thought he wanted to kind of get a look at what we had and,
you
know, see if he could take anything.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I kind of put my phone away.
Yeah.
Right? He doesn't walk back to his table. He walks past my table.
Oh, shit.
Comes back.
Yeah.
As he's walking by us, he stares at us again. Right?
Yeah.
Then he goes back, stares at us again. And not even like a general stare. He's walking, turns his head, and keeps looking at us as he's walking by, right?
Yeah.
And then finally, eventually, he walks back to his table, picks up his stuff.
Yeah.
And he walks by us again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did he leave? She's like, "No, he went to the bathroom." Like, I was expecting him to come back with like a knife or a gun, give me everything you have, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, "I'm not getting a good vibe." Like,
yeah. Bolt out of here. Yeah.
So we left. Not a pleasant experience.
Shit.
The fact that there were other people behind us,
he
didn't go to them.
Oh.
He came straight to us.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
That's very, very creepy.
It's fucked up.
And given the state of the GTA nowadays,
it's better to be safe than
sorry. And it actually triggered some PTSD from when I was a kid. Oh, shit. That's exactly how my bike got stolen. A guy who looked exactly like him walked up to me, asked me a stupid question, threatened to beat me up, and took my bike.
Damn.
Right? So that brought up those memories. And I'm like, it's just better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah. People are creepy.
Yeah. I imagine if you came back to our table, like, give me my, what the fuck, where did they go?
Man, you think that's like a psyop by like a competitor to the taco place putting like weird people in like other people's stores to like scare customers?
Maybe.
Right? That would be a good
thing. Maybe.
It's good marketing. And he comes back out of the washroom with like a, with like a, like, with like a fly to another store, like, here's a fly! Free tacos.
Based on his physique, I probably could have taken him.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to be in that position.
Man, yeah. Drug addicts with any physique that they have, those guys are
Go hard.
Yeah, they'll keep going.
I don't want to be put in a position where, because the thing is, if you get into that kind of situation and you think you can, you know, take the guy.
Yeah.
What if you hit the guy the wrong way and he fucking gets paralyzed?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's just better to not put yourself in that position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was scary. Like the worst case scenario started popping in my head, like he fucking stabs Bindi and like points a gun at me and Sherry. I'm like, oh fuck.
So some Bruce Wayne type shit.
We don't have a kid though. So the Batman wouldn't be born.
I would be the Batman.
You weren't there. You have to be there and witness it.
I'll video call it.
Hey Roger, we're getting robbed. You wanna
negotiate?
You wanna watch this so you can become a superhero? 5'3" Batman. Sorry, 5'6", my bad.
El Batman. Man, if there's ever like a short Batman, I just imagine it being like a Mexican dude for some reason.
Well, we're not far off from like a complexion and stuff.
Yeah. How many generations of like a brown dude marrying like a Mexican woman would like it just become a Mexican?
What?
I have Mexican cousins.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Shit.
They're a quarter Mexican.
Damn.
Yeah. They have family in Florida who are like full Mexicans.
Oh.
remember Blue Joke?
Ooh, I don't know. Which
my cousin one? From California.
Nah.
He was at the wedding.
There's too many, man.
There's only one. Okay, a lot of cousins, but only one guy from California.
Oh, I didn't know where anybody was from.
Yeah, he's not Mexican.
Oh.
He just looks Mexican. He's fully Punjabi, right? But my mom's other cousin's kids, they're a quarter Mexican. Their mom's half.
Oh, shit.
They have Punjabi names or something.
Man, that's like the complete opposite. My mom doesn't even know what Mexicans are.
Yeah, that's funny. I
thought Mexicans were just black people.
Did you take the time to explain?
No, there's some things you can't just reason with her mom, right? I don't think she.
What do you mean,
understand.
Like she, like if you say like mom, Mexicans aren't black people, she wouldn't accept it. Like, what are you saying?
She'd be like, "What are they?" And then she wouldn't understand.
Yeah, she wouldn't understand. She's like, "What the hell are those guys?"
She'd be like, "They're like us, but in California."
Then she goes, "So they're Bay."
Basically, they are. Just like we are here.
Yeah, kind of.
Right? The Mexicans in California are the Mbaye there. Opening people here are the Mbaye here.
Yeah, basically.
We are the Mexicans of Canada.
And then like the Mbaye in India are actual Mbaye.
Yeah, those guys are actual.
But who does this shit in Africa then? Is that why they're not like built? They don't have any?
They just...
They're self-Mbaye.
They self-Mbaye, yeah.
What if we... as a community, went to Africa and undercut the Africans and just built that country up.
How much more can you undercut?
Until you're at like
there
a
has, there has to be something to undercut. There, I saw a video of a banquet hall in India, Punjab, and all the waiters were Africans.
Oh, shit.
What?
Did I send it to you?
No.
Okay. All the wait staff in this banquet hall in Punjab was people from Africa.
Yeah.
And the caption said... fucking terrible caption. The caption said, Django Rechained. You didn't laugh at this because Django Unchained was a movie about a slave.
I don't know.
That's why I'm explaining it to you.
Okay.
Got it from your reaction. Did you know this?
No.
Oh, fuck.
It's funny though. It's funny.
Django Unchained was a movie.
Like Jenga.
No. Django Unchained was a movie about a slave.
Yeah.
who got his freedom.
Oh, wow.
And then rescued his wife.
Oh, damn.
Django Unchained.
Yeah.
He was black.
But he got rechained.
Like,
but in this video, it's like these people had re-enslaved Africans. They weren't. But just for social media purposes, this person thought it would be funny if they said Django Rechained.
That could be a good sequel. I don't know. Did the first one do numbers? Or?
Yeah, it was a sick movie.
No.
You should watch it.
No.
Moving forward.
Yes.
Getting into the actual topics.
Yes.
What do you think of an AI software system which serves as a religious preacher?
Like, I think
like a computer bot tea?
Yeah, basically. So I saw something called Shake AI.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
You seen it?
Yeah.
Basically, it's for the Islamic community.
Yeah.
And if you have questions that you don't want to ask your imam because you're, like, you're self-conscious,
yeah.
You put it into the software system, and based on what it knows about the teachings of Islam, it'll give you an answer.
Oh.
I think...
But do like, we need that?
Shit, bro, I don't think preachers would allow that, like, in any religion, or they're gonna fucking lose all their money, bro. Because that was the need to, like, you know.
But it wouldn't be biased.
Yeah, it wouldn't be. I mean, it depends what program.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, it wouldn't be biased, but would it be able to explore gray areas?
Maybe, I don't. But, like, maybe, depending on who's programming that shit, maybe it would be biased.
Maybe.
Right? Like, if, like, let's say, like, two different sects of Christians.
Was it the Taliban funded this one?
Yeah, what are the...
Right? That's going to be super strict.
Yeah, you have, like, Taliban AI.
Right? Can women sing? No.
I think AI has gone too far. There's a new AI thing where it's, like, you can put your, like, there's some company, you can put, like, your information of, like, your deceased, like, loved ones and shit, and it'll make the video of them or some shit. Saying shit.
Oh, yeah,
audio or video?
Video, like everything, like Facebook.
Then you would have to, you would have to upload.
Yeah, pictures,
and videos,
everything. Yeah, like, yo, that's so
much.
Far, man. Like, where does it end, man?
I think that would also extend the grieving process.
Yeah.
Right.
Can't they then with the AI like kind of falsify you doing things that you didn't?
Yeah,
it happens all the time.
If it gets really precise.
Yeah,
you could.
So it's easier for someone to like.
Some of his videos are so realistic,
yeah,
you can't tell.
Yeah, you can't tell.
You can't tell.
Yeah, it's not like the Pope like on a runway.
What?
Somebody on an AI thing. Pope was on a runway.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Then the cropped him out as a model or some shit.
Oh!
Like a fashion show runway.
Like an airport.
I'm like, why is he running on the runway at an airport?
Yeah, like, what?
No, like a fashion.
Did they put wings on him or something?
No, the fashion.
You gotta be a bit more specific with your descriptions.
Sorry.
Pope on a runway. Fashion runway. Okay.
Yeah, fashion runway. He's with his danda.
Yeah.
The cross.
Man, I saw a video of the Pope. It's like, you know how, like, in India, they have, like, those, like, Christian people that are, like, you know, like, just saying, like, become Christian and we'll, like, fix you and shit and doing, like, that shit, right? So there's a video of, like, this, like, dude in a wheelchair. And then, like, the priest or something puts his hand on the dude's head. He starts walking out of the wheelchair, right? And there's a picture of the Pope at the bottom, like, waiting my turn or something, I said.
Does the Pope get paid?
No.
I mean, he has luxury.
I thought he got, like a case of molestation or something like that.
How is that getting paid? What are you talking about? How is that...
That's different.
How's that related to being paid? So those cases weren't on him. They were against the Catholic Church.
Are you saying that he made money and then he had cases and then that's why they took away...
No, those are two random thoughts to put them out there. You can pick which one you want to go down.
No, I don't think the Pope gets paid. I don't think he has a salary.
He probably enjoys life. Like,
yeah, he does.
He has a house.
Everything's
he has, like,
done for him.
I don't think he really has a need for money.
But just to confirm, does the Pope get paid? Pope Francis has, in fact, never received money from the Church, even before he was named as the new Pope. In 2001, the Vatican were the ones who confirmed that Pope Francis has always remained true to his... So I guess this guy, this one doesn't take money.
Oh,
I don't know. No, I don't know. I'm just saying this one doesn't. The Pope gets no salary. There you go. Pope doesn't get salary.
Fascinating.
Fascinating.
Wow.
But what an AI Pope. Do you think we'll ever reach a point where, like, there'll be an AI Pope that'll be appointed?
Like
not a person. Like, they appoint an AI
Pope. Oh. Eventually, probably.
Maybe, right?
Maybe.
But like, what are the criteria? You have to be like the
would bad. It be a robot with an AI conscience or just a software system?
I think you'd need like an image, right? So maybe like a robot with like a AI software.
You need your arms.
Flexing with the disco all night long.
Oh yeah.
It's like, what's the criteria to become a pope? You have to be like, what, like the best Christian out there, right?
Maybe.
Like gold chain and all, right? You gotta have like the
there's a voting system that goes on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. I think.
Could I stand for it? Or?
No. You gotta be the best Christian.
I try.
You can try.
Let's play our hand. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
Can popes work like a job like prior, or do they like they just have to be like a priest their entire like?
I think you gotta work your way up. Oh. It's not like the U.S. election system.
You'd be like a prosecutor and then no. Just
no, you just can't be like, hey, I nominated myself for the pope, right? Oh. Like, you gotta be a high-ranking church official from the Catholic world, and then I think you can be considered as a candidate for the popacy.
Was Jesus a pope?
No.
Is it no.
I don't know how that works. Maybe he was the first pope and then he
started the first lineage. Pope wasn't Jesus. I think it was Peter?
I don't know.
St. Peter?
John?
I don't know.
What other? There's John.
If there's any Christians listening to us, Peter. Please correct us.
What are David? Right? There's probably a David there.
These are all biblical names,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, so there has to be one.
But I don't think there's been a Pope David. Okay, let's see.
What other ones are there?
Who was the first pope? St. Peter, like I said, was the first pope.
There you go.
He was one of Jesus' original 12 disciples. Okay.
Now who's St. Paul? Because they got like St. Paul Church and shit, right? Here.
Who is St. Paul? He's basically one of the guys who spread the teachings of Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah. Any other questions for Joel regarding Catholicism?
No, I'm good.
Do they have black magic and shit? Well, they're like demons and shit, right? So probably, I'm sure.
And they have Hal and Satan.
Yeah, so that fits in somewhere, I guess.
But it's not like black magic.
But it's the same, no.
But they're not like practicing it, right?
They're
that,
not.
That
yeah.
Wouldn't be Catholicism.
Yeah, they're not practicing, but like they probably exist or like.
Like
you know,
they think like Halloween is like the witches' holiday.
Yeah,
like but like they have exorcisms and exorcists for a reason because they believe that exists.
Does that actually ever happen? Like has that ever happened actually? Like in Canada or like recently?
Well, I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
Sam said
that
our Pua had the exorcism.
What?
Your Pua? Montreal?
Yeah, in India. She was levitating.
Holy shit, what?
I don't know the facts.
Sometimes. I've heard of these stories of people, you know, experiencing stuff.
Yeah.
But usually just a mental health disorder. Levitation, on the other hand, that's not mental health.
Yeah, that's...
That might be... Yeah.
Yeah.
Explain.
Well, I don't know. Sam always said that, like... When like Pulipo was in India and Preeti and stuff were really young, that like Pulipo had some like ghost or something in her, and then like Preeti saw her mom levitating one day, and then somebody came and somebody did something.
Did anybody else see, or did just Preeti see?
I think it was simple, just Preeti saw.
Okay,
that's a kid.
That's a wild imagination.
Yeah.
Pulipo used to take like Preeti and stuff when she'd come to her house in the bathroom to Bloody Mary and flush that toilet.
No wonder she's gonna see her mom levitating, right?
No, but that's pretty after.
He used to do with us. We were there too.
Oh.
He was like, come on, let's do Bloody
Mary. No, okay, but
the
so in India what happens is like it's usually a mental health disorder a person has.
Yeah.
They think, oh, whether it's Budagi, right? Like this person's possessed. Take him to Baba, Baba beats the shit out of that person. Right,
yeah.
And it's like, oh, this person's cured now.
Well, there was a dad one time was saying that you'd go to like a waterfall or some shit and like you'd shower the person in a waterfall or something. I don't know.
A couple of months ago, I got into watching stuff like about demons and exorcisms on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I saw some interviews with some priests from the Catholic Church. And they're like, yeah, we've met the devil. We met the guy.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
What are you even doing in that situation, man? That's like...
Huh?
That's wrong with my sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
Tell us.
When I used to have sleep paralysis a couple months back, I would feel like there's something like dark, something there.
Wow.
And yeah, I'd hear like the horror movie music of like the screaming or screeching.
My cousin Rana also had a experience with sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, I woke up and felt like something was like sitting on my chest.
Yeah.
And...
I would feel like something is there.
Right. And... Yeah. He's like, but I'm fucking shit scared. But like, you're paralyzed.
Yeah.
You can't even scream.
Yeah, I remember I was screaming.
Same thing used to happen to Nippy. She'd be like, oh, there's something in my room. Like, I feel a pressure here, but I can't move. I can't make a noise.
I'm glad I don't have that anymore.
Maybe it's stress related.
It's stress related.
It is.
Yeah.
When I saw mom in her room, but like, I was sleep paralysing.
There's no exorcism for that.
And I was just like,
there's no
exorcism. I was screaming, like, yo, help me, woman. And she just like walked out. And I told her the next day.
What happens if somebody's having sleep paralysis and you wake them up? Would that like just fuck the person up? Like,
I think it does. Or I fry think you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
But what if you don't know?
Yeah, that's true.
Or is that for sleepwalking? I know it's for sleepwalking, but I'm not sure about sleep paralysis.
Your wife was a sleepwalker.
Oh, was
she? Yeah, she used to wear socks
on top of socks.
On top of socks.
Well, hasn't happened in my house.
I don't think it's probably only happened when she was a kid, right? I don't think it happened. No.
Changing the topic a little bit here.
Yeah.
I say usually that I don't want to talk about the FOB community.
Yeah.
There's just a gold mine of material that it's hard to overlook.
They are very creative people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just when you think they can't like one up themselves, you
find it's the confidence that's really just like on one hand it's infuriating. On the other hand, it's very just like you have to give them their credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
Right? It's stupid.
Yeah.
But this guy's thinking about autographed condoms. You can't make this up. Right? I don't want to talk about this, but it's like
it's a bar, man.
It's a Punjabi song, and you're talking about autographed condoms. How do we prevent this kind of confidence?
Bossy.
No, I think bossy is too far gone. They think when a fob gets brought on bossy, that's like a stamp of approval.
That's a stamp of approval.
Yeah. It's like we've made it. Now.
We made it.
Wow. It's like the Hollywood star thing.
Yeah.
That's what it is for them.
Yeah, man.
You gotta get Eminem or like you know one of these like old school rappers to like talk to these guys and give them a stern warning.
You gotta get mom and mom's mom.
You gotta get a bunch of like old Punjabi auntie.
What if you got like proper like white and black rappers and have them drop a diss track on these guys?
Yeah.
Like, what if Eminem, like you said, drops a diss track towards the Punjabi music industry?
Then they pick their bats up and go out like
go to Detroit and fight Eminem.
Yeah.
They'll take their posters and
they have loads to deliver. Okay, they can't stop in Detroit and beat up Eminem.
I think they would just like repost a story with like two hands together and you know just be like just go about it like that, like yeah, Eminem supports us,
or be like or just think that Eminem's praising them because they can't understand English.
Man, I don't know what you'd do about it. I think maybe like India shouldn't have gotten access to the internet this early.
Also, I want to put in this little disclaimer here. I am hoping that this line where he says signing a condom, I'm hoping that someone faked it and put it in afterwards.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
But if that's what he's actually saying.
I have wilder shit to be said in songs. Like you have like KS Mokka's N-word like person, right?
But that's not what it means. It means something else in Punjabi.
You think he probably knew that, right? Somebody on his team probably knew that and they're like, this shit's gonna go wild. Then you have, if you don't have a mustache you look gay, or like you are gay. That was a song.
Yeah.
Do you know the words?
Mucha to bagair banda gay lagda.
Whose song is this?
You never heard it?
Song.
Whose song is this?
I don't know whose it was. It was like a leaked song.
Okay, but in the meantime, I'm going to play this one.
Okay.
Oh, for fuck's sake, man.
I mean, okay, people have
gone.
And it's a Sardar.
It's a semi-Sardar, a trim sing. Wow.
You, okay.
The Shnomri committee's got to get on this.
Yeah, I think that's one way you go about it.
If you can make Diljit come and Chapkila come be like, hey, yeah. Apologize. Fucking get involved with these guys.
These guys aren't famous enough, though. That's the problem. These guys were a little bit more famous then, they'd probably get their ass kicked. Let me see if I can find the song.
Much to bina banda gay lagda?
Mucha.
Mucha to bagayar banda.
There's a song.
Who is that? Who's the singer?
Singa is the singer.
Fucking.
Now who cooked that song up? I don't know. Was it supposed to be like a Pride Month special or something?
Who's writing these songs?
Yeah, who's writing these? How do you come up with shit like that? It's not even like a common thing. Like, do gay people not have mustaches? Like, is that a thing? It's not even like a thing you hear.
Mucha to bagar banda gay lagda.
Yeah. You argue with a Tarmac song.
Huh?
You argue with a Tarmac song.
You could argue with a Tarmac song.
Yeah.
Somebody's gotta talk to these people, man.
This was 5 years ago, man. Think of like everything that's happened since then. You think it gets cancelled? Okay, if a white singer sang a song like that, do they get cancelled?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Diljit sings it, he gets cancelled.
I don't know though, man.
Yes, he does.
Really?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He's big
is
enough.
That okay?
Yeah.
He's like in the Hindi-ness.
But Hindi people don't give a shit about gay people, I think, right?
They're more like, yeah, they do. They have their, like, one of their lead
people. They have gay characters, but, like, I don't...
Okay, Nav Bhatia's daughter made a big deal about that movie Kala Shakala.
Yeah.
Oh, because of blackface, okay?
Yeah.
And that movie is an Adaljeet's level.
Yeah.
If that can attract somebody from the West into, you know, saying that...
Yeah.
If Diljit sings, Muchhada Banda, Bagar Banda, Gay Lag Da, he's getting cancelled.
Yeah.
Even I think that song is probably more cancelable than like N-word Banda by K.S. Makan.
Okay.
I think they're equal.
They're probably equal.
Yeah.
But really? K.S. Makan, like, so that word has a meaning in Punjabi, which
yeah,
does
like
not.
Strong.
Yeah, like a.
Powerful.
Right, yeah. But just because it, just like, you know, you're hitting it with a hard R at the end too, right?
Just, and the spelling is the same. They didn't try to change the spelling.
Right. You probably can't have that on the radio either.
Well, you know what we should do? We should try to call up like Punjabi radio stations and try to see if they would put that song
as
on
a request.
Us. Yeah, as a request.
They won't. Nah.
No.
Hanji Uncle Ji, I have two requests for songs. actually three. The first one is. Muchanto Vigar Banda Gay Lagda. The second one is Sign My Condom. And the third one is N Word Man. Can you play these? I'm a big fan. My name is Gurjab. I'm 10.
Try it tomorrow.
Let's try it at 5 in the morning tomorrow when we have to go.
No, in the evening.
Time it with your dad's commute to work.
Yeah.
just be in the car when it comes out.
Your mom keeps calling into the radio now.
Yeah, her mom keeps calling into the radio.
For what?
Just with the topics that they have. So calling in, she's talking about her kids and her life. And
would she ever call into the Bossy show?
I think that's too mainstream for her.
She's not Bossy, but she's calling into other ones.
Was it some master dude from India or something?
Masters.
Okay, last topic, okay?
Oh, we also have to do the thing where, like, you know, like, I have to go to, like, a networking event. I'm professional now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so, like, on the Wednesday, the 18th?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday.
I forgot what the punchline was to this joke.
So, I signed up to, like, a networking event at my school.
Yeah.
So, I have to, like, practice networking and, like, being professional and shit.
Right.
So we gotta do that.
Oh, okay. Like, yes. Okay.
Yeah, you guys
we're
gotta
supposed
be...
to do like a role play session.
Oh. Yeah.
Just to see how he's gonna fare at this networking event.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So like, what company are you guys? Are you?
Let's just say.
Didn't know video.
Come on, man. That's actually a family friend.
Yeah.
Let's just say EY.
Okay.
Right. So we're the
EY people.
Yeah, we're partners at EY.
Alright.
Yeah. Hi, name text is Roger. Roger, nice to meet you.
Yeah, hello, good to meet you. So you guys are EY.
Well, we are EY.
Yeah.
He's E, I'm Y.
Yeah.
Wow.
E, she's Y. I'm Ernest, she's young.
So like what bring you guys to this company and this country?
What brought you?
Oh, okay. What brought you to this country and this company?
My parents. I was far too young to actually apply for Canadian immigration on my own.
Oh, wow.
My dad applied and we got in.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, like, what do you guys do there?
In India?
No. EY, what do you guys do there?
We're the two managing partners.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
we manage.
We manage.
Stream managing.
Yeah, and tell us about a little bit about yourself.
I like to manage too.
What do you manage?
I time management.
Yes.
Resource management.
Yes.
Micromanagement.
Oh wow. Yeah. Wow.
Macro management. I'm taking two management courses. Management 1000.
So not micro and macro?
Those are my personal hobbies.
Oh, okay.
I like to do things and manage, right?
Yes.
Who are you managing?
I like to manage my household, right?
Wow.
Yeah, I like to keep things in order and manage the operation.
The buck stops with you.
Yes. Or
tell
my
us
mom.
More about that.
So like, let's say like if like the dinner's not made by a certain time, I'll tell my mom, you know, get on that. It's management, because obviously if I'm the manager, I can't do everything. I gotta, you know, manage.
Micro.
Manage.
Micromanage.
Yeah, at a face-to-face level, and at like a distance too. Sometimes I'll yell it out.
What are you hoping to get from EY?
Experience. I want to build my soft skills. Soft skills, hard skills. Right? I want to turn my soft skills into hard skills. And then just experience, gotta learn about the environment.
Would it be possible for you to record a video of you managing your household and attach that to your application?
Yes, sir. I will get on that.
Nice.
But like, what do you want to see in the video? Like, how? What kind of? What
just
kind
you
of,
running the household.
The macro management or the micro?
Both, micro and macro.
Micro and macro.
Everything.
Yeah.
All right.
Everything. Overview and details.
All right.
Yes.
So like, what's like the compensation you guys offer?
That's a conversation for a later day.
I thought you guys manage it though. Don't you guys manage
the... We do.
You don't manage the economics of it?
We have people.
Okay. So you guys are managing at a macro level then?
We are.
Alright.
Yes.
So like, how would I fit into this? Like, would I be like the...
That's why...
Would I be your
that's
manager?
That's why we want to see the video of you managing your household from a macro and micro perspective. Okay.
But I heard like those guys give like better compensation.
Who's those guys?
Who's those?
Just like the guys over there, like, right?
Then go to them.
Like Jagdeep Gill CPA accounts?
Yeah.
Those guys?
Yeah, those guys, yeah.
Sure, go ahead.
Because they have like more clients and shit, right?
I'm sure they do.
I don't know if you guys... Do you guys have clients?
I don't.
You're cursing, man. That's already...
We're just totally on our thumbs.
Yeah.
So do you guys manage the clients or like internal manage?
Everything.
Oh. Yeah.
I think that's a good fit. I think I choose you guys as my employers.
Well, we'll get back to you.
No, I will get back to you.
This is like... It reminds me of something I heard somebody say recently when you said I choose you as my employers.
Yeah,
I heard somebody say like black people were looking for cotton fields. I'm like, I don't think a black person has ever voluntarily looked for a cotton field.
You ever see that video of like people on campus and then they're just asking the people, so like, for $1,000 an hour would you work in the cotton field?
Yeah, for $1,000.
Yeah, we'll fucking do it.
See, part of the problem wasn't the fact that they were working cotton fields.
Yeah.
It was that they were not paid and treated like shit.
Yeah.
Right? They had no rights and freedoms.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been as big a problem if they were getting fair wages for the time.
Yeah.
And some human rights.
What the fuck were they doing with all that cotton?
Supplying the world.
Really?
Yeah, so just supplying the world.
Cotton balls.
Cotton balls. No, but like...
But how do we do it now then?
Machines.
Oh. Well, yeah, that's true. They had their hands.
Everything's back. Mechanized. But no, yeah, at a networking event, just go around, introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Roger. This is what I'm studying. This is what my interests are. You know, stuff like that.
I think I've only been to like one.
If you can hold a regular conversation, which I don't know if you can, you shouldn't have a problem.
He's good at it. He.
I know he's good at it. He's
I'm not.
You should have seen me at the club fair we had last week.
Yeah.
I got two dudes' Instagrams. Now I have a mustache, so I'm not gay, right? I just got their Instagrams.
Try that with girls.
Tell them about your podcast.
I don't talk to girls, man. That's not... I have a dude who's my friend in like our friend group. He talks to girls and he'll be like the three of us guys standing there because we're all like quiet and shy and shit. We're just talking to each
You're
other.
You're shy.
No, we're shy around white people and other people. Right, we're all brown guys.
You should tell your friends about your podcast, then get the word out.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Or they might not view you the same.
No, they look up to me, right? Because like, I'm out of all of them, I'm the only one who like raises my hand in class, and they think like I'm very smart.
Yeah, he's that kid.
Yeah.
Teacher guy.
Yeah, that's me. That's an accurate representation. So yeah, so it'll be the three of us just talking to each other. I was just standing outside or something, and then this the fourth dude, our fourth friend, he'll just be talking to a bunch of girls. And we're like,
physical, like live or on the phone?
No, like live in front of us. We'll be talking.
You should try that. No, you have nothing to lose. What are you gonna lose?
I'll get yelled at by my mom.
She's hiding in the bushes.
You don't know. You can never be sure, bro.
Really?
She'll give me a ring, bro. She'll ring my phone. She'll know. She has spidey
senses. I sensed it.
No. You gotta talk to girls.
We don't do that.
You have to.
Why?
It's a challenge. I'm setting forth a challenge.
I'll do it on Friday. I'll talk to girls.
Then your group.
Yeah, group my group project.
My mom said don't tell the girls that you're born here because then they're going to want to come after you to get the citizenship.
That's only yes, for Olivia one from Thornhill wants to.
No, the India one.
The one from India is not in the country yet. She's coming tomorrow.
Listen. She's in Schulich, right? If she was at Sheridan, I'd have concerns too. She's a Schulich.
Yeah, and she knows like kind of proper English.
Yeah. If her name was Jadanjeet from Sheridan, we'd have issues. This is something like Patel.
Jane, something Jan. Yeah. Jane.
Oh, then she's like Vashon and
everything. Yeah. Okay, gonna wrap it up now.
Yeah.
Didn't get to my last topic.
Rude.
What was it?
It was, again, FOBs again. They're evolving.
Oh, shit.
They're getting better with their marketing schemes.
Yeah, oh, that one? Yeah.
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 Was that the whole buy Giardos?
No, not that. No, that's bad. That's not bad. Good.
That's not good.
Yeah, they're like, manipulating the Janani.
Yeah.
The Rooksar.
But the Janani, right? You think she probably gets paid good, though, no?
She feels good. She's on multiple sponsorships.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is now these guys are actually putting thought and effort into their marketing schemes instead of using women as attractors to get people through the doors.
Yeah.
That's what they were doing with that Rooksar girl.
Yeah, that's so dumb. She's like half naked in the winter.
There you go, right?
Carlello, right? Are you serious?
You gotta speak properly.
She's like feeding like Bibia glove. Yeah, that was... Like, I wanna get my glove drum fed. Like, I'll go buy a car from
right,
here.
So, yeah. So, this guy, they showed a video of a guy tied to a car.
Yeah.
And the car takes off and the guy gets dragged, right?
Yeah.
And this guy, this guy who's marketing this dealership, he's also tied up to a car, but the car takes off and the rope is unraveling, and you think that he's going to get tugged and fall, but the rope isn't actually tied to the car.
Right?
So like that's pretty clever, right?
Yeah.
This other one I saw was a guy, he was by the airport, and a plane's coming across, right? He's like, you can have your plane last like they have for $1 million a month, right?
Yeah.
The plane takes off, plane flies overhead, and it cuts to a car. But they thought that your car last like they have for $2.99 a month.
That's good marketing. That's actually one of the.
I was actually impressed with that airplane video.
It's one of the techniques of persuasion I learned.
Nice.
It's like if you have two things. Like if you're a realtor, right? So what some real estate companies do is they'll have some shitty houses that are like marked up and they just hold those houses to show to people, right? They'll be like, this is what this much gets you. And then they'll take them to like another area or something. They'll be like, this is what this much gets you here. And that'll sort of convince them to get that.
Yeah. But no, when I saw that video with the, like, oh, you can have this plane for $1 million a month, right? But if you can't have that, you can have this car for $2.99 a month, right? I actually smiled. I never...
Shed a tear?
No, not shed a tear. I actually smiled at me. These guys are finally... growing up and evolving, right?
Using their brains.
Yeah,
that was a good
big moment.
That was a
the marketing degrees from Sheridan and
they're Humber paying
and
off.
They're paying off Paolo, and Seneca
Paolo, the
Centennial College.
Yeah, so that was it.
Yeah.
All right, wrapping it up. Harjot, thank you for joining us again.
We say we had a CPA guest on this. We say we had a CPA as a guest on our show now.
Yeah. Am I gonna be like those like they see segments of like PGS and UTS exam rate haga inna?
Yeah, basically
we're gonna have like viewers like call in and message us and be like all your accounting needs and we're gonna bring you on once like a month.
Basically, if you haven't paid your taxes in 2 years and you're behind the eight ball and you need restructuring advice, please contact Harjot Singh.
Yeah,
I can't do this.
Hey, that's what Rodri would do.
I feel like it's too much. Fucking just leave the country and just cut your SIM cards and everything.
So you're going to be providing accounting and immigration services.
I'll do it for the slums. I'll do the accounting for the slums, man. You know, dudes who earn like $1,000 like a every 2 weeks,
overdraft.
I'll do that. Hmm? No, that's easy. I could do that. I could do that right now.
Okay.
You do seva for the slums. Slum seva. Was that? Oh, I saw a kid with a lemonade stand when I went on my walk. That was cute.
Really? That's okay.
Yeah, but then it was like post-COVID, who's gonna drink the scandimi? This brown little kid.
Okay. Anyways, say bye, Herjot.
Bye. Till the next times.
Right on.
Thank you for listening. See you next time.
Bye.